So, you know, the good news is over the last 20 years, we made E10 the normal fuel, the standard fuel in the country. The bad news is that sometime around 2018, we actually saturated the E10 market. But our farmers never stopped being more productive. And that's why we're here today. Today, the supply of corn is growing at probably about 3 to 4 times faster than the domestic demand is growing for corn. So to put a point on that, I guess I would say, consider that, you know, Mother Nature in 2025 threw a few curveballs, a few monkey wrenches at our farmers. And how did they respond? Just by producing a 17 billion bushel corn crop, a billion bushels more than the largest corn crop ever before. And with corn ending stocks now back around 2 billion bushels, it's not hard to see why prices are back under the cost of production for many farmers. So the question we have today is, what are we going to do about it? When you have a supply running above demand, in my mind, there are three options. First, you can reduce supply like we did in the 1980s. We idled a significant portion of our productive land to address the problem. And while it might have stabilized the price of corn, for those that were still farming, it forced thousands of farmers off their land and left entire counties bereft of economic opportunities. And unfortunately, if you look at the USDA long-term outlook, what do? They hold the price projection for corn right above $4 for the next 10 years. I might note that is still below their estimated cost of production during that decade. But how do they do it? If you flip the page and turn and dig into it, they do it by reducing acres by 10%. So I stand here today and I say that is not a good solution. We do not want to force thousands more farmers off their land. Now, the bottom line is that reducing supply may raise the price of corn, but only for the farmers who survive to enjoy it. And the overall economic impact of less corn production is hugely detrimental to the Midwest states and to their economies. So, the second way that you can try to address this supply-demand imbalance is to do what we did in the 90s, and that is with massive farm bills. Now, let's put aside for a second that no farmer actually wants that. But consider that today, the challenge of balancing that market might cost a farm bill $20, $30, $40, maybe even $50 billion a year. I don't think the U.S. can afford that, even if there was the political will to do it. So no, we need to go back to that third option. It has worked before, and it can work again.